With us in the studio this morning is Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as we do once a month anyway, get together and talk about what's been going on. But a couple things I know you want to remind people of. One of them is the Grand Marais Leashed Dog Ordinance, and they've been kind of tearing your deputies away from other duties.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, so there is a leash ordinance in the city of Grand Marais, and it's just real important for people to keep their dogs tied up. I mean, I think we all think our dogs are friendly, and but I think there's always that chance that if your dog is loose, gets into unfamiliar territory, you may end up biting somebody. But I think also it just takes away law enforcement from maybe more important public safety issues. So they're tied up chasing dogs, putting them in the pound. And I just don't know if that's what we want our law enforcement focusing on in the community. So I mean, certain things is important, but it just takes us away from doing more important public safety duties.
Okay. And I know you wanted to talk about the tragic death on the West End.
Certainly it was. And our thoughts and prayers go to the Pavlich family. Unfortunately, Kara died accidentally here back in September, and just a very, very tragic death that certainly do have our thoughts and prayers with that family. It was very unfortunate.
Well, this past month we've had lots of little fires around the place, and lots of smoke, but not a lot of fire, not a lot of flame.
Yeah, we certainly have. I mean, it's been a very dry fall. It seemed like we had a lot of rain there early in the summer, and we were very fortunate. Skated through the summer, and but this fall things have picked up, but everything's been really small. I think there was the fire north of Knife Lake, which is actually in the Canadian side, mm-hmm. that got up to about 500 acres and was sending some smoke this way. But all the fires in Cook County that I'm aware of were very small, and the Forest Service jumped on them right away, got them out, and nothing. I think the weather cooperated, cooler or non-windy days, and had some windy days, but then the weather was cooler, and so nothing blew up. And now that the days are getting shorter and cooler, I think we're getting close to the fire season ending. It's not over yet, but there's still some potential. But we've been very fortunate. So.
Not much rain in the forecast. We talked with the Weather Service yesterday, and no rain till maybe the weekend. So
yeah.
We can still take that as a precaution.
Yep, certainly can.
Speaking of people out and fires burning, people are out. Hopefully wearing orange.
Well, certainly. It's hunting season, and it's in full swing. We've got grouse hunting going on, bear hunting going on. I believe we've also got deer hunting is going on, and does duck season open up pretty soon?
Duck season opened last weekend,
So
did the Fond du Lac Band moose hunt opened last weekend.
Okay. So just remind people there are people out there hunting, and if you're out there just hiking, you're not a hunter, try and wear some blaze orange, especially if you're out in the woods, so you're much more visible, and a reminder that people who are grouse hunting have to have some blaze orange on, and just keeping gun safety as the utmost importance, and knowing where you're aiming the gun, and it's just so important. You see too many times throughout the year, in Minnesota we have accidents with firearms, so it's just so important for people to keep that in mind when they're out there hunting.
I've noticed in the weekly reports from your office there's been some bus violations.
Well, certainly, we're in the school year, and we just got to retrain ourselves that the school kids are out there and buses are out there, and it seems like we've had a lot of school bus violations, and just a reminder to people that to always be observant when the buses are out there, and when it's a flashing yellow light, doesn't mean to speed up and pass the bus. It means be prepared to stop. Mm-hmm. We all treasure our kids, and so their safety is very important, and we all need to take a role in maintaining their safety. And think a big area that's really bad is, and my wife does daycare just down the road here, is when the kids get off the bus here on 61 where the center lane is, and we had a really, really close call last Friday, a gentleman or a person used the center lane as the kids were getting out, and one of the kids getting off the bus almost got hit. It was so close that the person that saw it was really shook up and went right to my house. Unfortunately, I wasn't home because my daughter had a cross-country meet, but was really shook up and expressed his concerns to my wife, who then called me and let me know. And I don't know if they were able to catch up with the person or not, but just a reminder.
Those center lanes are turn lanes. They're not
passing lanes. They're not driving lanes. It's strictly a turn lane. So just a reminder, we just got to be very observant of the school buses and do our part in maintaining the safety of our children.
So looking ahead for October, anything coming up that has you concerned or not?
It's getting colder, and that four-letter word snow is popping up in the...
I mean, it's learning how to drive all over again, I know.
Yeah, so, you know, it's we've had a beautiful summer, beautiful weather this fall, and the colors are certainly popping, and I think we'll start seeing a lot more people here in the next weekend or two as the colors peak, so...
We've been speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Thanks for stopping in again and kind of bringing us up to date and looking ahead.
Thank you.